And the Yerotzim that you say before, Lakas Neiris, Neir Hanukkah. So there's a focus on Bakasha, that Bezchus to Neir Hanukkah, one should have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. And the din of his Yerotzim and other Yerotzim, that we say Bezchus to Neir Hanukkah. It's a beautiful Yerotzim to say. I always feel bad for the person that goes right into Neir Hanukkah just with the brachas. There's a few tefillas that are said. And it says over there that in the marriage of the Neir Hanukkah, we ask Ribbono Shel that she should grant us children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The source, the marker for this, is a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara says, Haraga Baner, if a person is regular, rogel, consistent, Baner is having a Baner Talmidei Chachamim. He'll have children on Talmidei Chachamim. Machlok is what's the Ner over there? And many of the Rishonim learn Haraga B'Ner means Haraga B'Ner Chanukah. So basically the Gemara is saying that a person who is consistent with Ner Chanukah will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Well, what does that mean? For all the people who are into schools, I mean, you can't get a better school than the Gemara school. Interesting, there's a Raivid in the Kisra Yad, the Raivid is. How could that be? We know that people who abide by Ner Chanukah, consistent in Ner Chanukah, and yet the children are not Talmidei Chachamim. It's a good kasha. Of course, in the kasha, he is not only that, but they even have daughters. It's like even a little worse. But I guess he didn't live in our generation, the Beis Akla system versus the Yeshiva system. I hope that's off the table. But it says there, Haraga, so what does it mean? Haraga B'Ner Chanukah is going to have children like Talmidei Chachamim. What does it mean? What does it mean? What's the concept? And more than that, you can't have B'Ner Chanukah more than 8 days. I'll leave it to Kulei Alma. It's only 8 days. How do you Haraga B'Ner Chanukah? What about the other, many other days, 340 some odd days left in the lunar year? So I think it means as follows, and bear with me, it's a thought I just had. There's a pasuk Ner l'ragli dvarecha v'or l'ntzivasi. Where's the pasuk? So kuf yutes pasuk kuf hei kuvav. It says, Ner l'ragli dvarecha v'ol l'ntzivasi. That Ner l'ragli, a lamp, a ner, a lamp for my foot is varecha, is your Torah. And Torah is also an or, illumination, l'ntzivasi, for my path. So Torah is called a lamp, Torah is called an or. What does it mean? Is it a lamp? Or is it illumination? What's the difference between a lamp and illumination? What's the difference l'ragli to my foot? And what's the difference l'ntzivasi to my path? What is the difference? What does it mean? So if I remember correctly, Pshat is as follows. And who said this? I think it was Rami Kalashin said this by his brother's bar mitzvah. It's a good Pshat. And he said as follows. He said that when a person is traveling, and he's traveling in 95, he's traveling on a long path, on a long road, there are two things he needs. He needs what you call the bright, a bright light, and he also needs a lamp. What is a bright light? He needs to know the path, where he's going. He needs to know at a distance, what's far beyond. He needs the pavement. Where's the end? Where's the goal? What's going to be in the long run? Where am I headed towards? Am I going south or going north? Am I going east or going west? I have to see the sign from a distance. I have to see the road from a distance. And the faster I'm going, the further I have to see. But then you also need something else. You also need a lamp to see step by step. You can see the far distance and very far away, but if you don't have a lamp, that's not the brights, the small lights, to show me the little holes, the potholes in the road, the obstacles, the glass, the nails, and the other areas, or even the car in front of me, so I'm going to crash. I'm going to get stuck on the road. If I only have the lamp, yeah, that's great. I'll know step by step where I am, but I'll never know my goal. Am I going north or west? I'll go towards the white stone, away from the white stone. Which way am I going? I'll never know. So I need my brights, and I need the regular lights. So he says, Torah, Nerevagli, for my foot, for my feet, for my steps, for my small steps. Torah is a Ner, it's a lamp. And I know I'm not making a mistake. But the Nitzivasi, for the ultimate goal, where I'm going, you know what Torah is? Torah is an aura, it's an illumination. It's the light ahead of the tunnel. I know where I am. I know my goal. And Torah plays both roles. You have the counsel of advice of where you're supposed to be, how you're going to enter Olam Haba, how you're going to succeed in Olam Hazeh. And then there's the day-to-day, the hour-to-hour activity of a person to make sure he takes those called small steps, larger steps, step by step, until he gets there. That's the Pshadin. Ne'er l'ragli v'recha v'olim tzivasi. And Torah has both. Torah is called the Shirish, the root word of Torah. Many learn is R, is light. Ki ne'er mitzvah v'Torah R. It's a pasuk. Torah is a light. It illuminates. It gives me a goal. It gives me a purpose in life. Torah is also Lashon Hara. Hara means guidance. Shows me, it guides me every step along the way to that ultimate goal. So it's Hara and it's also R. It plays both roles. What happens, and it's so common in life, and we all know this, many times people have one or the other. They know where ultimately they have to go. Now, they do it. We could go either way. We'll take this way. We'll take the other way first. Many times a person gets instructions on daily life. You know, do this, do that, do that, do this. We're all brought up like that. Yeah, do this, do that, do that, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. One of my favorite questions I ask, and it's a question that every child asks, and I never grew up, is I always ask why. You know, why? It's a great question. Children, at the age of two, they always ask why. Of course, we destroy our children when we answer because. Why should I do this? Because. Why should I do that? Because. Why should I do this? And because becomes the answer to almost every question a child has. And eventually the child realizes he can't ask why. It's just do. And I never grew up, I still ask why. I still get the answers from most people, because. Or when you're in this age, you get whatever. I don't know what that means, but whatever. So, but the question is always, why? Most times that's not answered. The answer is, because, just do. Do it. So we take a step, we don't know why. After a while, taking steps of success and not knowing why will result in failure. Because I don't have the goal in front of me. Where am I going? What am I doing with this? And that's what happens as a person who gets into adulthood at 13. He starts here, so where is all this taking me? It's almost like if you got a puzzle for a present. And there's no picture of the puzzle. And just as, you know, connect one to two, three to four, five to six, that type of puzzle. And be surprised what's going to come to the result. There's no motivation. There really isn't. Why should I put these two pieces together? What am I gaining? Or follow the instructions, but I'm not going to tell you the result. It's fun the first few minutes. It's fun maybe an hour. I believe not one of you would be able to complete a building, constructing something based on instructions if you had no idea what the end result is going to be. Maybe because you don't have confidence in the result. Maybe just it's just boring. It's just putting together pieces. But when I have a full picture of where I'm going to end up, so every step, every piece I take, every piece I put together is part of the enlarged building. That's why when building a building, the artist renders, is the artist rendering. He creates, he paints a picture of the building. And now I know every brick that I put into this building is not just a brick upon a brick. It's not just connecting two things. It's part of the building. I'm building a building. Sometimes you hear some people in construction, and you're walking by a beautiful building, and the guy says, yeah, I built that building. I said, wow, you built that building? What did you do? Yeah, I took out the garbage when they were, when the building, I was the people that carried all the garbage out. But he built the building. Yeah, I did the electricity. He doesn't say that. I built the building. He's right. He was part of the building of the building. He played an integral role just as much as everyone else played in that building. Because he had the picture of what he was doing, as he was doing step by step. So just having the step by step, the ne'er le'raglim, the dvarecha, is not sufficient, and it will eventually fail, if you don't have the oil and sivasi, if you don't have a real strong goal in front of you. What do I want to be like? And that's a question that we all have in our lives. What's the end result? So where am I heading? What's the end? What's the bottom line? How am I going to see myself in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? What are my children going to say about me? What are my grandchildren going to say about me? And what is God ultimately going to say about me? That's a picture that motivates a person. Wonderful. And that's the person who has everything. But then you have sometimes, so a step by step without the ultimate goal is doomed for failure. Most of our educational system is step by step without an ultimate goal. Lahavdil elef alfei alafim. There's a very big difference when a person enters university and he knows what he's going for, and then he plays out the step by step for knowing where he's going, and the counselor tells him, look, you want to become a doctor, you have to take pre-med. It makes sense. You want to become a doctor, don't spend your time on other areas, on music. Don't bother right now. Spend your time on the chemistry, the sciences, biology, towards your goal. You want to become a lawyer, don't spend too much time on pre-med. It would be silly. You want to become, whatever it is, an accountant. Don't spend too much time on sports. You have a goal. Now the counselor says, step by step, take this course, don't take this course. Take that course, don't take this course. And this is the order of the courses. Don't take three before you take two. And make sure you have all the material proper. And you got to be a fool not to listen to the guidance counselor. And it's very good. It's a great system. I have the ultimate picture of what you want. You find out all the steps, and you do it, as hard as it is. A person who enters university will have the alpha alpha. And he has no idea what he wants. And he starts taking courses. He's taking a course here, a course there, trying to figure out where he's going. He's step by step, where? Nowhere. Eventually, he hopefully has inclination what he wants by testing out the waters. The odds are, instead of 120 credits, he's probably going to end up with 180 credits. A lot more work and a lot quicker fallout because he doesn't have the ultimate goal. And it's so true in Yiddishkeit, so true in learning. When a person has a goal, finish a masechta, that's a very small goal, by the way. Finish a masechta is probably the smallest of goals a person can have. If he has a goal, finish a masechta, so he has to, you know, work the step by steps. But if he has a goal, step by step, just taking steps, he's not going to figure it out, what to do. So he needs the goal. So we spoke about a person who does step by steps without the goal. A step by step without the goal is doomed for failure. Then you have the better person. He knows his goal. He knows what he wants. He wants to be the Talmud Chacham. He then says in David and Nia Nachdu Tzetzeinu, we should be and our children should be. Tzetzeinu Amcha Beis Yisrael and the children of all of Klai Yisrael. We know the goal. That what? Kulanu, all of us, should be Yoidei Shemach V'Lundei Sarasech L'Shema. We have the goal. We have it clear. We know exactly what we want. So what happens then? So then we need like that guidance counsel. So how do you do it? What's my daily schedule? What's my weekly schedule? What's my first step? What's my second step? What should I do? What I shouldn't do? That's the Ner L'Ravdiv V'Recha. You tell him, finish this prayer first. Make sure you learn Chumash. Whoa, what parsha? Learn this parsha first and this parsha second. Halacha, how much time? Spend a certain amount of time on this, a certain amount of time on that. Get yourself mamish like a curriculum. One minute, what should I learn in the morning? Maybe I should be keys in the morning, be here in the afternoon. No. The mind sharper in the morning. Learn be here in the morning. There's a reason for this. Learn be keys in the afternoon. Well, maybe I should cover another mesech and another blah. Chazara. Get your chazara. Well, maybe I'll learn up all night. Go to sleep. Wake up. There's a schedule. That's the Ner L'Ravdiv V'Recha. That's a little lamp, because if you don't keep to it, if you're not going to finish this parak and that parak, you might see your goal. Finish the Masechta. That's great. Finish the Masechta. A week before finish the Masechta, I don't remember which plot I missed, because it's so out of order. I don't know what I did. What happened? I was on my way to finish the Masechta. What happened? There was slump after slump, obstacle after obstacle, paddle after paddle. The Olam Tzivasi is insufficient. It will fail also without the Ner L'Ravdiv V'Recha. What David HaMelech is teaching us at Tehillim is that you always need two parts for success in all areas of life. Is the brights, the goal, the real goal, and the curriculum, the structure of every day, how to make it to your goal. David HaMelech is smart. David HaMelech says, you know, what's going to be my guiding light? Is it university? Is it business? Is it the secular world? Or is it Torah? The ultimate wisdom. Comes David HaMelech and says, Ner L'Ravdiv, the candle, the small candle that allows me to walk and see step by step the curriculum, the structure, the set order of the day is Dvarecha, is your Divrei Torah. And for R, your Divrei Torah is the light, the illumination of my goal, and Tzivasi for my care. That's the understanding of the pasuk. If you go back to Hanukkah, In Chanukah, if you look about it, it's an amazing thing. After all the Nisim, they found the Pach Shemen Kotter. They found a small flask of oil. It's a small can of oil. That was Tomei. Everything else was Tomei. What's the worst that would happen if they didn't find any oil? And think about it. What's the worst thing that would happen if they didn't find any oil? Does anyone know what the worst thing would happen is? They wouldn't have the menorah lit for 8 days. That's the worst that could happen. There was a Churban Bayis Rishon, and the menorah was not lit for 70 years. There was a Churban Bayis Sheni after that, and the menorah was not lit for thousands of years. It really wasn't. Comes the Yevonim, they're not machir, they don't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But they defile, they become the Shemana. What's the worst? So for 8 days. 8 days. We're not going to have the menorah. Tell me the truth. Are the 8 days going to take away from my ultimate goal? 8 days out of how big was the Bayis Sheni? How many years? 420 years? 8 days out of 420 years? Halavai, we should waste 8 days out of our life. 8 days out of 420 years. All right. Beautiful nest. Nice nest. But it's not like earth shattering. There are other nisim that occurred in life that are b'maisa, life and death. Purim, life and death. If Haman would have succeeded, there's no Klal Yisrael. I understand that. If they wouldn't have found the Pach Shemen, there would still be a Klal Yisrael. And what's worse comes to worse. There was Shemen there that was Tomei. Tomei Hutzur B'tzibah, the Rishonim asked the question. You're allowed to use it with the Evid. You know, what's going on? They found the Pach Shemen Kotem. The Pach Shemen Kotem, you know what that is? That's the Ner. To me, that resembles the Ner. Not the ultimate goal, not the big picture. It's not the big picture. It's not the big picture. The big picture is safe. It's the step by step towards that big picture. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. The consistency that there wasn't a hefsek. There wasn't a day that I didn't take a step forward. I didn't take the wrong curriculum. I didn't take a step back. I had no really step backs in life or setbacks in life. That's the ness, really the ness of the Pach Shemen. That there was no hefsek, but there was a step by step. It's the ner l'ragli, and that's the varecha. And that's the or ha-Torah, so to say, the light of the Torah, the light of the menorah, the ner ha-menorah. That on a daily basis, there's hashkacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hashkacha protos. On a daily basis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a light of how to take the next step. The ner l'ragli varecha, that's the ner Chanukah. Now listen carefully to a Gemara. Let's go back to the pasuk. Ner, a candle, a lamp, l'ragli, regel, is my foot. Harogel b'ner is having a bar tamim. Harogel, what does rogel mean? Somebody's regular, normal. It's consistent. Hergel comes from the Lashon Regel. The interesting thing. Hergel, something which is consistent and normal, comes from the Lashon of a foot. We'll see why in a minute. But Harogel b'ner Chanukah, Haraga b'ner, having a bonnet of Yechal. To me, that sounds back to that pasuk. Ner l'ragli, haraga b'ner. Ner l'ragli dvarecha, haraga b'ner chanukah. It's Harogel Rabbanan Tamei Chol. What's Pshat Harogel, which is regular, and foot? Why is it the same? So I think it's another pasuk in Tehillim. Chishavti Yidrochai V'ashiva Radlai Elei Dosecha. I'm not going to do that again. It's also a Kufi test. Chishavti Yidrochai. David HaMelech says, Chishavti Drochai, I thought my ways, it's in the Psalms. Chishavti Drochai, I thought my ways, V'ashiva Raglai, and I returned my foot, Elei Dosecha. So Chazal tells us that David HaMelech would say, Dor HaChaim brings it in Parshat B'chukosai, in B'chukosai Teilechot, right? Samach, Samach what? Samach Gimel. No, it can't be. Yeah, it says Samach, Samach Zayin, what? Yeah. What? Nun Tes, okay. Chishavti Drochai, V'ashiva Raglai El Dosecha. Chishavti Drochai, I considered my ways. David Mel says, every day I made different cheshbonos. Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I do a chesed? It's great. By the way, David Melch was a very busy person. Every day, there was another crisis he had to deal with. Every day he had to make decisions. What should I do? But he says, V'ashiva Raglai El Dosecha. My feet brought me to your table. V'ashiva Raglai El Dosecha. Naturally, my feet went on their own. Hergel, Rogel, the regel becomes its own being. It just carried him to base of measures. His mind was on war. His mind was on chesed. His mind was there. His mind was everywhere. But Vashiva Raglai, my feet just brought me naturally to the base of measures. And that's where I ended up. Beautiful pasuk in Tehillim. So David Melech says, I make every cheshbon in the world why I shouldn't be in the base of measures. But my hergel, my raglayim, just bring me there. Let's go back. Ner l'ragli. The candle is for my feet. Ragli is also my hergel, my consistency, my day-to-day, my little step I do every day. And that's Tvarecha. Yep. When a person has the goal, every day you look, you don't think you really accomplished, by the way. Think about it. Did you really grow that much more than yesterday? Do you see that growth? By the way, the answer is you really did. But do you see the growth? Are you cognizant of the growth? Usually not. You're not. But after 10 days, that's a long growth. After a year, that's a lot of accomplishments. But from day to day, you just don't see it. It's just so hard to see because it's like when you're traveling. Yeah. You traveled. You didn't get as far as you got. There's so much more to go. You don't see it in the scheme of things. But every day is really a day closer. Much closer. That's the hergel. Consistency. When I do things day after day, no matter how I feel, I'll reach the Or Sivasi. I'll reach that Or. Harogel b'ner, a person who's rogel, that becomes his second nature, his hergel. And what? In the small steps, in the small lights, in the lamps, the step by step in Torah, which there represents the Torah. So that person, it becomes part of his nature, that he watched step by step, no matter how he feels, come Chazal and says, that person, is having no banim talmidei chacham. Guarantee you will have children who will be talmidei chacham. It's not the large steps, it's not the greater picture only. There's a person who takes step by step as the structure of the day, set order of the day, that he can say whatever cheshbon he has in the world, and there are a thousand cheshbonos not to be in base of measures. There are. On every given day, David HaMelech had a thousand reasons not to be in base of measures. Each one valid. But his hergel, his feet, just brought him there. And when you bring him there, so his child is a Shlomo HaMelech. Yes. He couldn't have anything less than a Shlomo HaMelech. That Chazal say Shlomo HaMelech is a Lashon Sholem. He was complete. He was complete. Everything that was shaykh in every possible mitzvah in the world of Tayag Mitzvahs was noyeg b'shas Shlomo HaMelech. It's not true by any other time in Tkufa. But Tkufa Shlomo HaMelech, he had Novi, he had Beis HaMikdash, he had Sanhedrin. You had everything, every aspect, you had Kibush, you had everything in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlemus, he is the one who epitomized Chachma, Chachma Satera, Shlomo HaMelech. By the way, Shlomo HaMelech, brought in the Mekubalim, is the word Limaisha. Shlema is Limaisha. BK Shlema Lias to Maisha. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how high he was. That comes from a David of Chishavti Duruchai. Yeah, I thought all my cheshbonos. But after everything's said and done, Vashiva Raglai El Yosefa. My Raglayim went back to your Torah. He's the Rogel B'ner. A person who's ruggling on the steps, step by step, step by step, looking back, looking forward in the steps, without the deviations, without the obstacles. So it's having a bonim, Talmid Chachamim. And that's why, I think it's part of the Bakasha, it's such a beautiful Bakasha. In davening, you ask in Birchas HaShachar, you say, Yirotzom Ufanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Shetargileinu B'Sayda Secha. Targileinu, you should be make us a custom, Hergel B'Sayda Secha in your Torah. And my Rosh Yeshiva, Jonathan David, asked a very strong question. We know Hergel is not good in Avodah all the time. It's really not. You want to do things through thought, not through regilis, not just because you're accustomed to it. You know, because mitzvahs are not shem l'umada, things you do by rote, like a robot. That's not good. You want to do it because you thought of it. Every day is a decision. You want to do it in chishav v'drachat. Yeah, that's true by all mitzvahs. By all mitzvahs, you don't want by rote. But there's one thing you want by rote. Ashiva raglai al desecha. That my feet, the hergel, where I naturally move, where my inclination is, where my base is, that's Torah. Ashiva raglai al desecha. Yes, all my cheshbonos are outside, but my place is inside. Rogel b'ner. The hergel has to be in the step of Vashiva Raglai El Zosecha. Yes, that's the ner l'ragli, the ner to my regel, to my hergel, is Varecha. V'sagileinu b'sol Zosecha l'yisakarish baruch hu. That should be my hergel. That should be accustomed to being tired. Of course, when I'm learning, the act of learning is b'machshava. But I don't have to think twice where I'm going in the morning, or where I'm going to be during the day, or my schedule of the day. That I don't have to think twice about. The biggest nisayon, you hear it from me, that we have, well, I don't know, call it nisayon, probably the biggest challenge, I don't want to use it, the challenge we have in our lives is to create that heregel. Is to create that, well, where are you going to be at 2? Beis Medrash. I don't know. Where are you going to be at 3? Beis Medrash. Where are you going to be at 5? Beis Medrash. Where are you going to be at 10? Beis Medrash. Well, what are you doing today? What's the question? Beis Medrash. Where are you going to be at 7:45? Beis Medrash. It's not a question. It's not like, oh, let me think where I'm going to be. Let me make a decision. It's not a decision. Where I'm going to be is not a decision. It's a hergel. Decision is when I have to leave a base of measures. That's a decision. A decision is when I can't be here. That's a decision. But being here is not a decision. It's part of my life. It's normal. It's my habit. It's who I am. That we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. When it comes to mitzvahs, we say V'davkeinu mitzvahsecha. We don't say V'sagileinu mitzvahsecha. Because we don't want mitzvahs anashim l'umadah. We don't want to do mitzvahs by rote. But our presence we want by rote. Yeah? If you want to have like one avodah, one major avodah on the days of Chanukah, I think this is the avodah. An avodah of v'sagileinu b'sor sefa, that natural habitat is based on Midrash. The steps you take every day with the light. Those steps, the order, the same order, step by step, without an obstacle, without falling down, without getting off your schedule, is in Beis HaMikdash. And then, probably only then, the Pachad Yizorcha to the Bracha, to the school of Haroga Moner, the person who is accustomed to Ner Chanukah, they'll have Banim Tamei Chacham. You know why? Because it's so part of you. That your children will do the same way. The best thing you're going to do for your children is consistency. Step by step consistency. In one word, that's called hasmada, by the way. A masmid will have banim tamei chachamim. An eloi, a genius, who's great in learning, but he's not a masmid, not a tamid, not consistent, is lav dach will have banim tamei chachamim. And I think history, by the way, will prove that. More masmidim, at least in the small history that I know, more masmidim have banim tamei chachamim than iluyim. Because one's a rugged b'ner Chanukah, and one's not. Yeah, Chanukah is brought down that by the Ner, a person is supposed to learn at this time what Lokas Ner Chanukah. That's the Indian of Ner Chanukah. And that's why right after Lokas Ner, it's expected everyone base measures and talk learning and bringing up his level and being true to the Ner.